Well, you can. There's a lot of guys using multi-mode rigs on AM, and they sound pretty good. That the if you want to do another cheap thing, once you make up a one of those cheap station microphones, if you have a computer hooked up to your Pro 3 for the digital modes, you can use a little free program called Voice Shaper, which is a compressor, limiter, equalizer program. It's free too, which is nice. And uses your sound card. So your mic goes into the sound card and audio is taken out of the sound card and run into the back of the Pro 3 right through the digital input. And that sounds way better than the stock audio that's in the front end of the Pro 3. You can play around a lot with that. And I have a couple of sound clips of what that sounds like that guys sent me. Yeah, and you'll hear it. It sounds okay, but you'll hear the little digital artifacts from the DSP and the ALC in there. But that little Voice Shaper program, the EQ compressor limiter program, that's what I'm running on this rig right now. I don't have a lot of racks of audio gear and stuff. I use a computer to process the audio in real time and then dump it into an audio amp, and the output of the audio amp drives the grids of the modulator section, the modulator deck, and that's it. Total investment is the old computer that was lying in the basement that wasn't being used, and free software and a $10 mic. So yeah, you don't have to spend a lot of money, David. You just gotta find a way to accomplish what you want to accomplish with keeping your hands out of your wallet. N2JBJ W1AEX.
Yeah, W1AEX N2JBJ Turner.
Not really a big deal. Right now, can't be better when I might stop messing around with it. If I get comfortable with using it.
Yep. Well, the one thing about the Pro 3 to watch out for is the monitor. If you put headphones on and listen to what you sound like on AM in the monitor mode, that's not what it really sounds like, because what they've done, either cleverly or deceitfully, is they've not actually sampled the RF stage that is after the DSP and after the ALC function. What they've done on AM, only, and I don't think they do it on FM or sideband, is they sample the audio chain before it goes through the DSP and the ALC. So if you're listening to yourself on your headphones, it sounds really good. Actually, it sounds almost broadcast quality through the monitor on the Pro 3 directly out of the headphone jack. But what actually comes out the other end and is heard on another radio is totally different. If your computer's set up to play MP3s, I got a few sound clips of what it sounds like through the monitor and then what it sounds like through a real radio, and you'll hear the difference. It's very, very limited. Also, the bass and treble controls do not function on AM. They're not totally non-functional. So it's just the raw audio, whatever you put in the front panel, going through the narrow coupling caps and the heavy bypass caps, and then chopped up by the DSP and then distorted by the ALC. By the time they get done with it, it's really, really kind of messed up. But yeah, you can avoid some of that by going in through the back panel. That's a way to get around that. But unfortunately, there's no real ALC pot that you can adjust in that rig to make it back off a little bit. It's processor controlled, and it's part of a larger multi-stage alignment process. So you can't really fudge with the ALC, which makes it very difficult to tame that rig down. But there's a lot of older rigs out there that guys are running that sound beautiful. If you tune around, you hear a lot of the Kenwood TS-440s out there. Those are really nice. I was lucky enough to get my hands on one that had already been modified. Dave, W2VW, had modified it. I'm not sure how many guys owned it, but it ended up here, and I've had a lot of fun with it. I've been told it sounds really good, and it's real easy to operate, that's for sure. You just dial up where you want to go, and you're there. And it works great. A lot easier than this rig. This rig requires, I don't know, 7-8 adjustments to slide up and down the band by the time you get done. So a lot of RF stages you have to tune each time you move off of a frequency or to another band. N2JBJ, W1AEX.
A lot that you didn't realize you have to do that much with the trace.
They do roll things off at audio, but it definitely sounds better going in through the back panel than it does through the front panel.
All right. I noticed your signal is increasing. What is what's my signal report on your end there?
Yeah, it's built up nicely. You're about 10 over right now. And not moving around too much. So I think the band is making its decision, David, as to what it's going to do here. It's been seems to be going long early, so I'm not sure what it will do today.